Good morning. Good morning. We're going to start this morning's service. And just my intro to say our music person came up lame today or sick. And so our songs are going to be by YouTube. And so we're going to do the best we can with what we have. The best thing that's happening in this is that you're here and that God's present. And we're going to do this together. You can go ahead. You can stand.
Thank you. may be seated. Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm here with the announcements this morning for June the 12th. We are taking registrations for Summer Jam, which runs from August 15th to 19th for ages kindergarten to grade 5. There are paper registrations at the Welcome Center, and there's a colorful bulletin board where you can take a form if you want to donate some of the needed materials. You take a form, you buy the stuff, bring it back to the church so none of it's duplicated. If you would like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with their church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. The nursery will be open this morning for those from infant to 3 years old. Our ARC Sunday School is for ages 4 years old to grade 5, and they will be dismissed after this morning's singing. Today will be our last Sunday school before the summer break. So next time there'll be crayons and coloring activities for the children, but please get ahead of Dave. Nice to see you back, Dave. Our ladies group will continue meeting every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. at the church. Next Sunday, June 19th, is Father's Day. We will also be honoring our high school grads at this service. Our youth will be meeting at the church this Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. The 15th will be our last Wednesday meeting for the summer. Nothing else is planned for the summer thus far due to little interest. This Wednesday, we'll meet at 6 o'clock to go to Aspen for a courtyard party. After Aspen House, we come back to the church for ice cream Sundays. That's it. Thanks.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my day. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily prayer. This is my daily prayer. Yes, it is. This is my daily prayer. Your very word spoken to me. One more time, I'm desperate. And I your voice, it thunders, the oaks start twisting, the forest sounds with cedars breaking, the waters see you and start their riding, from the depths a song is rising. Rising from the ground. Starts composing the fields and trees, they start rejoicing.
Holy, 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 holy. took on flesh to save the lost, grace and mercy displayed upon the cross, our redemption. He's the hope for all mankind, one name over everything, one name over everything. Jesus,
I hear someone say more. Great singing. We'll get you to stand and greet each other, and the kids are dismissed for Sunday school. If you aren't sure where the Sunday school is, just follow what direction the kids are going. We're going to start with our prayer time. We'll be using Psalm 86 in our prayers. This morning, whatever's happening in your life, we trust that God knows that He loves you and that He cares for you. Let's pray. In adoration, hear the words of David in Psalm 86, 8 to 10. No pagan God is like you, O Lord. No one can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you, Lord. They'll praise your holy name. For you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Come express your devotion and love for this amazing and wonderful God that we serve. In confession, we hear the words of verse 11. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart so I may honor you. Are we spending time reading the Bible and having these living words transform the way we live? Let us confess our failures to pursue His truth with all of ourselves. O Lord, grant us purity of heart. Our hearts overflow with the words of verse 12 and 13. With all my heart, I'll praise you, O Lord my God. I'll give glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great. You have rescued me from the depths of death. We're children drenched in the love of God. How has this love marked your life this week? In thanksgiving, let us bring these instances before our God. Thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. Supplication. Listen to David's confidence in God's readiness to answer our prayers in verse 5 to 7. O Lord, you're so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I'll call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. Are you in trouble today? Is there an urgency in your request for help? Perhaps this urgency is on behalf of someone else. God is closely listening, ready to answer. Let's bring a request before Him. We pray for Cynthia and Jill, Dwayne and Bonnie, for Clay and Tammy, Matthew and Trina, Roland and Carolyn, for Will and Martha and his parents, Ray and Rowena, Gloria and Jerry, Judith and Danny, Brian and Rita, for Karen, Kaylin, Remy, for Connie and Jim, for Marcia, Neville, Michelle. Some of the places around the world, Liberia, Malia, Lithuania, Morocco, Ukraine, God, we pray for peace and the end of conflict and war. For the United States and for Canada, that you would heal our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things at times we don't even know what to do with, we give these to you, our good and great God, who loves us like no other. As Jesus' community of followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. The scripture reading is James 3, 13 to 18.
Lou, stand really close.
Okay. you're wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover it up with the truth, with boasting. Don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For whether there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness.
I don't.